Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. Today we're going to talk about the Astros and Padres with my special guest, Stadium Steffi. Steffi, what's up, buddy?
Howdy, friend. So excited to be here and excited to not be alone like I was last week because talking to myself was scary.
It's pretty tough. I'm kind of used to it, but I prefer to talk to somebody else. It makes it a lot more fun.
Absolutely. It's much more fun to share your experiences, your thoughts, your feelings, you know. I like talk about my feelings. It's a vibe.
Well, I've already done the podcast on game one, so what are your feelings about game one? We got destroyed 11-2, and this is with everybody having this negativity towards us being at home, and you're like, wow, we got killed again. But I'll say one thing. Hunter Brown has been kind of bad, and Blake Snell is really good. So I kind of thought we were going to lose, but not 11-2.
Yeah, no, I mean, Blake Snell did what Blake Snell does. I mean, that guy is definitely at the top of the list of guys for the Cy Young on the National League side. So, I mean, he held the bats down, which was incredible for him. But I think, too, you see Hunter Brown kind of dealing with a little bit of that fatigue at the end of the season that, I mean, when you come from a team that just won the World Series, had to go into, obviously, late October, you get a lot less of a kind of down period. It really does kind of wear on some of those rookies, and you see it a little bit more in some than others. And I think, unfortunately, Hunter Brown is one of those guys that you're definitely seeing that fatigue with. So I'm still hopeful that he can turn it around, but at the same time, he's one of those guys that in the postseason, I would have him towards the end of the line a little bit, just because, I want our guys who we know are going to be nails. I want our guys who are going to give us the best opportunity. And I mean, right now, unfortunately, he's not going to be that guy for me, which is kind of sad.
Well, we are going to do that later in the show. We're going to pick perfect. Your rotation.
Long-time
listener Mark wants to know. I think that was Mark. I don't know. Someone asked me, who would my rotation be? It was
nice.
Probably. And I already got mine, so hopefully you can think about yours. So anyway, so I already did game one. So game two, Christian Javier. This is another guy struggling. I'll tell you this. He does okay. He just doesn't last very long because he throws a lot of pitches. But if there was some metric comparing how many runs you allow and how much run support you get, he might be one of the top pitchers. So does it matter how bad Javier is? Because some reason they score for him.
They really do. I mean, I think with Javier too, it's, I don't know what it is with him this season. I don't know if it's the pitch clock. I don't know what's throwing him off his game. Last year, again, he was one of those guys that you really relied on. He's one of my dad's favorite pitchers, and I never question my dad. So if dad says he's going to be okay, he's going to be okay. So I feel better about him than I do about some. But yeah, man, for a guy, I think one of the biggest things is yesterday especially, it felt like every single inning he was letting the first guy on base every inning, which is tough. Like, you're putting yourself in a hole when you allow that right off the bat. So you're making it more difficult for yourself. You're making it to where you're giving the other team an opportunity, you know, even if you get a force out somewhere, it's tough. So, I mean, I think it's one of those things. He has to get control of that to give this team the best chance. But like you said, for some reason, man, they will give him all the run support in the world, and it worked out in their favor yesterday, and I'm not mad at that, so I'll take it.
All right, so we'll start talking about game two, and you'll kind of see we'll kind of talk about how we're feeling after the 11-2 butt whipping in game one, and then how this game started. Yordan hit home run number 26, so we took the lead in the third, but they answered right back with an RBI single, a two-run homer by Profar, and then Grisham doubled in Britton, and they were up 4-1 in the fourth inning, and I'm thinking, here we go again.
You know, I think for me, I'm one of those that, you know, as bad as the record has been at home, I'm always a firm believer that we always have a chance. So I'm one that I won't count us out until the last out. I'm always going to think like, hey, we have the chance for a comeback. I've seen us come back from way more than just this, you know, what was it, four runs yesterday, five runs, something like that. And so in my head, I was like, I feel okay about this. I feel like we're gonna get back in this and we're gonna make something happen. So when they rewarded that thought, I was more than ecstatic about it. So
this weekend should give everyone a little more confidence about the Astros at home.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And I think too, with the Padres, I mean, I have a friend who we were talking the other day and he heard the Astros were playing the Padres and he's like, oh, easy win. But you can never underestimate a team that has that much talent. Yeah. And I think Friday showed that. Friday showed that they really had everyone firing on all cylinders. Everyone was getting hits. Everyone was getting guys in. They were doing the job that you expected the Padres to do all season long in one game.
Could you imagine being a Padres fan? They have a losing record. I'd be like, how are we losing? We have all this talent.
I mean, you look at the Astros this year, that's how our fans have been because we haven't been number one in the division. It's the same vibe. You expect all of the greatness out of your team from day one, but sometimes, man, the cards just don't fall in your favor. And, you know, I think team chemistry is a huge thing. And while the Padres are a great team on paper, sometimes you have the best team on paper and you still don't win it. You know, you still can't get it together for some reason. And it's just teams have to have those specific intangibles that help them get to that next level. And unfortunately they just aren't clicking in whatever way. I don't know how, because again, I don't watch the Padres on a daily basis, but you know, there's something there that's missing.
So we go to the bottom half of that inning. Dubon grounded into a force out and Abreu scored from third, 4-2. And then the bottom of the fifth was pretty good for the Astros. Alvarez had a ground rule double, brought in Altuve. Then Tucker said, I can do that, buddy. He had a ground rule double. Yordan and Pena scored. All of a sudden, we were up 5-4. Then Abreu had an RBI single. He brought in Tucker, 6-4. My boy Maldi had an RBI single. He brought in Abreu. And now, all of a sudden, we have a great fifth inning, and we're up 7-4.
Oh, man. Incredible inning. It was awesome to see the line just moving. Like, that's what you wanted to see all year. And, you know, we haven't seen, I don't think, enough of that. Like, the Astros truly are a team that can be so potent, so crazy, and just so aggressive. And seeing everybody keeping the line moving, oh, man, it was beautiful. I was here for it.
The thing about this weekend with the Astros offense, they had two big innings. They had five yesterday, and then today they had an even bigger one. But the Padres added a single in the sixth. That made it 7-5. The pitchers held everything down the last three innings, and the Astros win. Maton, Neris, Montero, Abreu, and Presley gives up zero runs. But Graveman had three hits and a walk and a run. Graveman looks good sometimes. He looks bad sometimes. But overall, I'm happy to have him on the roster. Nice veteran that you can trust.
I agree. I think he has his moments, but I think every pitcher has their moments. I mean, you look at the JV game from what, like a couple weeks ago where he was having a rough time. That's just the ebbs and flows of the season. And, you know, again, like you said, still happy to have him on the team. Happy to have that veteran presence.
Yeah, Javier only went four innings. So this is something negative about Javier. Even though he gets run support, he taxes the bullpen. That's not good. Four hits, four runs, three walks, and five strikeouts. Offensively, Michael Brantley, who's not playing a lot, and I'm okay with that. Keep him healthy, keep him strong, ready for the playoffs. That's when we need him. He went 2-for-4, and at that point, he's hitting .248. Yordan went 2-for-3 with a walk and two RBIs. He had that home run. And the thing about yesterday's game is every starter had a hit, and they were 5-for-10 with runners in scoring position, which is good, and they left six on base. 7 runs on 11 hits. Pretty awesome when every starter gets a hit. I think the other day there was a game where they all got a hit, but they are so spread out that they couldn't do anything. But good game for the Astros. I'll take it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anytime you can have the entire team getting hits, you're not going to be mad about it. You're going to be excited. And hopefully, again, like you said, it keeps the line moving on games like yesterday. But sometimes it doesn't. And God, you just got to deal with it and hope for the best.
Yeah. It's like that GIF, that Bugs Bunny GIF where they keep just going around the bases. I love it.
One of the best. We love it.
All right. So today is game 3. It was JP France. Bottom of the third, Altuve had a 16th home run. And then Chaz scored on a pass ball. Actually, that happened first. Chaz scored on a pass ball. I messed up on my notes, so I'm putting arrows everywhere. But Chaz scored first, and then Altuve had a home run. It was a two-run shot. He brought in Yiner, and all of a sudden we're up 3-0. And this game started good. Abreu reached on a fielding error. Tucker scored. After 4 innings, we're up 4-0. So it's looking like, hey, we're going to get this series win, and hopefully Seattle can lose, and we'll get a little more padding in our lead.
Oh, man, and honestly, too, I mean, I think at the beginning of the game, didn't JP France have the bases loaded in the first inning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for him to get out of that, I think, was huge. I think that was a key moment that obviously wasn't a scoring moment, but for him to shut down the Padres the way he did, to make sure he got that out, to keep it at goose eggs all around, make sure he gave his team a fighting chance right off the bat in that first inning. Oh, huge moment. So was definitely excited about that. And then, of course, man, anytime you get a home run from Altuve, you know, oh, man. I was on Twitter and I saw, who was it, Jared Carrabas, obviously Ben Verlander, all tweeting about Altuve because, I mean, he is just that guy. And he is that guy that as much as you don't want to root for him, you want to root for him, you know, even if you're a fan of another team. And so for him to do good, and the guys even said it last week when they were playing the Rangers, they mentioned, you know, when Altuve is on fire, this team is on fire. And so, you know, for him to get that home run really set the tone and really just made it to where the rest of the team just, you know, you feel good about what you're doing. And you can tell that when Jose Altuve is at his best, the whole team is at their best. And so that was definitely a testament to that today, which was, amazing to see. I was happy about it.
All right. So on yesterday's episode, my solo episode, I talked about Kyle Tucker a little bit. He has like 2 RBIs, no home runs, and I'm not dogging him out. I never said anything negative. I just said he's someone that needs to get going. He hasn't done much, but when we get to the 6th inning, he did a lot. All right, so Carpenter had a home run. We're up 4-1, and then the Astros just go berserko here. Kyle Tucker, this is an amazing feat, folks, if you didn't see the game. RBI triple, brought in Bregman. Abreu had an RBI single, brought in Tucker. Now it's 6-1. Diaz brought in Abreu, 7-1. It's just like they come up and get a hit. The other guy knocks them in. Altuve was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Brantley scored. It's 8-1. Peña fielder's choice. Chaz scored. Yordan sack fly. Alex Bregman sack fly. It's 11-1. 2 outs. Up comes Kyle Tucker, who had a triple at the beginning of the inning. He hits another triple. How amazing is that?
Man, that was insane. I mean, I was at Valencia's watching, having some penny mimosas. Shout out Valencia's. It was a great day. But man, seeing Kyle, you know, again, I felt like I was watching 2 completely separate innings because you just don't see that ever. And so for Kyle to make such a statement like that, you know, again, he's one of those that lately has been a little just less out there, and he's gotten a few less hits and things like that. I mean, he was stuck at what, like 99 RBIs for a hot minute. So to watch him start to get going has been so awesome to see. And I mean, man, it's crazy, but it was awesome. It was awesome to see him starting to get the ball rolling again and really seeing the ball well and hitting it well. I mean, getting 2 triples. I mean, I think someone said that was the 2 triples in 1 inning it's the 11th time that has happened, which means it is like even two times as rare as a perfect game.
Wow.
Nuts.
It seems like it would be 50 times more rare than hitting for the cycle.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
100 times more.
Gosh.
Only 11 crazy. Times in the history of baseball?
11 times in the history of baseball.
Wow.
One player has gotten two triples in one inning.
That's awesome. So the Astros scored eight runs that inning. You're up 12 to 1.
By
and
that
what
point,
about
you're
what about his
good.
Base stealing?
Man.
Didn't he get on base and he got on base today? He stole, I think he might have walked. Yeah, he walked. He stole second and he stole third. It seemed like on two pitches in a row.
He did, yeah. Oh, man, that was also crazy. And I think, too, I want to see him hit the 30-30 club, you know? I want to see that
he
happen
almost got
for
it
him
today.
Because, gosh, he is right there. And but it's so crazy, too, because Kyle is so quietly amazing because you have guys like Altuve, you have guys like Yordan that do tend to get a little bit more of that attention. But Kyle is so silently dominant that the man's about to have a 30-30 year and barely anybody is talking about it because he's just, you know, unfortunately,
yeah.
He's on a team with Altuve and Yordan. So.
he was a second team all MLB last year. So, I mean, people
yeah.
know about him.
But yeah, they definitely know about him, but he may not get as much attention on a daily basis as some of the other guys, you know?
But yeah, he gets overshadowed when he shouldn't, but...
Yeah, absolutely.
There is, they actually still exist, but on TikTok, I think it's called Mom Swag, and they make shirts. And I saw a shirt yesterday, and it was Kyle Tucker, you know, like, doing a bat flip. And this is what the shirt said, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll get you the link someday if you want it. It has Tucker doing a bat flip, and it says, and it's perfect for this day and age, it says, "Tuck around and find out."
Oh, I love it. Now I need that shirt. So I'm about to go find them on TikTok.
I think it's Mom
amazing.
Swag. I'll go find her and I'll tag you.
I'm literally about to go look it up myself.
They're $23 unless you need a big size like me, and they're a little more.
I mean, hey, I'm all down with like a good sleep shirt. So
I gotta have it.
Mom?
I wish Tucker was my favorite player. It's my wife's favorite player, so but I don't think she would get it. I don't think she would appreciate it. But anyway, top of the seventh, Rosario had a home run, and we win 12-2. Awesome win. JP France, six innings, four hits, one run only, five walks. That's probably where he got in trouble in the first inning. And five strikeouts. He picks up the win. He's now 11-5. JP France is a stud, and he is 3.61 ERA. Mushinski gave up two hits and a run. Kunal, two innings, two walks and a hit, no runs. Good job by that guy. Offensively, Yordan 2-for-3 with an RBI. Tuck 2-for-3 with two RBIs. Chaz 2-for-4 and he scored twice. Yiner 1-for-3 RBI and he scored twice. Altuve 1-for-3, three RBIs, and he scored two runs. Makes me feel like I wrote that down wrong. I don't remember Altuve having three RBIs, but maybe.
Yeah, man. Crazy day.
Maybe he did. It
doesn't
matter.
And they're pitching. Who knows, man? Let's see. No, Altuve did have three RBIs because
there
he
you
had
go.
That. He had the homer that drove in two, himself and Yiner, and then got the hit by pitch.
There you go. That's
there
awesome. Best way to get an RBI. So right, the Astro,
we'll
12
it.
Runs on 11 hits, 4-for-9, runs in scoring position, and six left on base. That's two games in a row they were at 500 or a little worse. Six left on base. So now, here's some scoring updates, folks, from the American League West pennant race. Is it a pennant if you win? It is, right? Tampa Bay, it's a final. They defeat Seattle for us 6-3. Texas defeats the A's 9-4. So now, Houston is 82-62, so 20 games over 500. Seattle 79-64, and Texas 78-64. So Seattle's 2.5 back. Texas is 3 back. So they're in a little battle. Texas has came back in the little race there. I'd have to look at the wild card again because I looked at it the other day because I was going to tell you something about it, but I'd have to look again. But I don't think it would change anything. We got to do players of the series. But, folks, we will do that right after this.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll be right back with more Astros baseball. All right, we are back, and it's time, Steffi, to hand out some hardware. Who do you have for pitcher of the series?
Oh, man. Pitcher of the series. I feel like I have to go JP. I think JP just pitched such an incredible game today. He did get into a little bit of trouble in that first inning, but he was able to work himself out of it. And I think that's huge. I think it's huge to not let yourself get too engulfed in the moment, not to panic. And, you know, for a rookie to be able to take that moment, breathe, and then move forward and help their team get into the best position to win, I think that that was key to this game. And man, I think it helped the team to win this series.
I wonder how awesome JP France would be if he was still in AAA.
Gosh, man, who knows? Who knows?
but I also have JP France. Six innings, four hits, only one run, five walks, and five strikeouts. I would say he wins based on the other guys not doing well, but that's a good outing. It's a quality start. One run allowed. I will take that any day. Now, position player. This is kind of rough because a lot of people did stuff, but a lot of people didn't do stuff all three games. But I'll tell you who I have while you're thinking, because you look like you're thinking. I got Yordan Alvarez. He went 1-for-1 with three walks. He was on base all four times in game one. He went 2-for-3 with a walk in game two, and he went 2-for-3 today. Yordan Alvarez, that's my player of the series. Position player.
I think for me, position player-wise, I have to go Kyle Tucker. I think offensively, him getting over that hump of getting past those 99 RBIs, I think him having the two triples in one inning, man, I think he just helps to continue keeping this team at its best. And again, it's the same way with Altuve. When Altuve is rolling, when Kyle Tucker is rolling, it only helps this team to be a better cohesive unit. So I think he brings just some really intangible things to the plate. So no pun intended.
Tuck around and find out, folks.
Absolutely.
All right. Who do you got for your Rose winner? I was thinking about Abreu. I was thinking about Kunal, but I wanted to, I don't even know if that's how you say his name, but I wanted to know what you thought, because I have somebody, sometimes I don't have a Rose and I'll just give it to somebody else that had a good game or where they did something.
You know, I said last week that Abreu was my Rose of the week. I am going to keep him as my Rose of the Week. I think we are just seeing he's really being more selective in his pitches. You're getting more walks out of him. He's seeing the ball well. He's getting on base. This is the Abreu that you wanted to see from the very beginning. And I know some people, I think I saw on Twitter, like literally the same day that I sat there and was like, oh, he's my Rose. Someone was like, oh, he's been crappy with scorers, like runners in scoring position. But I mean, again, like he is still doing so much better than I think he was at the very beginning. And I think it does take a little bit of time when you are so used to being the guy on a team. And he was that with the White Sox. He was the guy to go on to a team where not that you're not a nobody, but you're also someone who, first of all, because people love Yuli so much just as a player. I mean, granted, last year, Yuli didn't do anything until the playoff. Yuli went from being a batting...
Yuli was last year's Maldi.
Yeah, he went from having the batting title to not doing anything in the regular season to just having a really rough time. But because he's Yuli, we love him. Again, you love the devil you know, you know?
This is two years in a row that my favorite player is the guy getting the most...
hate on the team.
The most hate. Yeah, the most hate from fans. Last year, it was, Yuli sucks. Yuli sucks. And I'm like, I don't care. He's my favorite player. I don't care.
But
he left. He left. So my second favorite player, Martin Maldonado, moves up. Now he gets a lot of slander, but who cares? Ain't going to change my mind. I had someone on TikTok say, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. They're like, why Maldi? I don't know. I just like them. I like people. I like them for, if I like them, I like them. I don't know.
Exactly. But yeah, so for me, it's, for me, Abreu is starting to become that player that we all knew he could be. And if he can bring it out in the, if we can, first of all, make it to the playoffs, because it's still so tight right now. And I will never sit there and be like, oh yeah, we're going to be in, I mean, I hope we're in the playoffs. I believe we can be, I believe we can do big things in it, but I'm not going to be someone who talks crap on any other teams or anything like that. Like some people are like, I'm like, we're still only 2.5 games ahead of the Mariners. And while we are keeping that distance very well, look at how quickly it's changed for the Rangers and for the Mariners within the past month.
Yeah.
So until the fat lady sings, I ain't saying anything. You know?
We've got a good chance to pad that lead coming up, and we'll get to that later.
Oh, absolutely.
But I was thinking about this, but I'm not going to do it. But I'm still going to mention it, that Ryan Presley got save number 30. So since I couldn't find a rose, I said I was going to go, I'll just give it to Presley for getting the 30 saves. But I'm going to go with that Kunal guy.
Mm.
Two scoreless innings. Okay. Like, who would expect that? You think that guy's going to go in and give up a couple runs, eat up some innings? Yeah. But who would expect that? I did not expect that. My expectations, what he did, it's over it. He's going to get it.
I respect it. Hey, solid pick. I'm in for that.
Solid pick. All right. So now we're going to get to the question that I received from Mark Ulrich. I don't want to butcher his last name. What would be your rotation for the playoffs? I think with Framber and JV, it's back-to-back. Not back-to-back, but you could put them either way.
100%.
But I'm going to go with Framber at number one. Because he's been a stud all year, and I'll say JV's number two. I think since Framber's been here the whole year, he would probably be number one. But, I mean, I'd be good, okay with either way.
Yeah, I feel that. I think I looked at it from a perspective of both looking at the entire series. So I went completely unconventional. I would put JP France first. Let him get game one of the ALDS. Let's get off to a good start. Then I put Javier right behind him because you never know what you're going to get with Javier. So could be great, could be bad. But if Javier gives us a chance to take two games, I'm in for that. And especially with it being a 3 out of 5 for the ALDS.
Wow.
And then JV and Framber. You can interchange them either way. Brown at number 5.
Yeah, I have Hunter Brown at 5. I have Framber, JV, JP France, and then CJ. I am not as wild as you. I'm going to keep them in order. I'm going to keep them in order the way they should be, because I do not have that in me to...
I decided to go off the walls and just switch it up. You know what? Let's get a little wild today. It's a Sunday. Why not? Sunday fun day.
You have every right to do that. You have every right to do that.
This is absolutely not something that I think would ever actually happen. But
No.
Not at all. So
I'm going to look at the wild card standing because that is our next.
Yeah. So wild that card changes. Right now. Texas
that changes
is
things.
Still out of it. Yeah. Tampa Bay at +8.5, Toronto at +1, Seattle at the mark, and then Texas.
Toronto is ahead of Seattle now.
Yeah.
Okay, so that changes things.
Yep.
Oh, no, they were going to play. Yeah, so it's Toronto. So that would be Seattle instead of Toronto. And I'm lost. I'm totally lost here. Oh, and then that would be I'm lost. Okay. So my next question, I'm totally lost. I don't know where to put Toronto now. I guess they would be the same. I don't know. All right. So anyway, the question is, and this is the way you could answer it right here, right? It doesn't really matter the order because it doesn't change the answer. So it was also Mark, I believe, who asked me this. This is before the last two games, mind you. Would you rather the Astros, would they be better off being the number 5 seed so that they could play more games on the road since they play so much better on the road? And my answer to that, which should be pretty close to what you're going to say, is if you're the number 1 seed, you avoid playing Not only do you get a first round bye, but you avoid Tampa Bay and Baltimore. Let them duke it out on the other side. And then you would play the winner of Seattle and who would that be? Seattle and Minnesota. I liked it better with Toronto ahead of Minnesota.
Wait, Minnesota?
Minnesota's the 3 seed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forget that Minnesota's
the 12. Because they're the division winner. So they're like the 6 seed, but they're the 3 seed.
Wild times.
Yeah, they're like the worst team in the playoffs.
Wild.
So you would be right there. Minnesota would play Seattle, and you would play the winner of that. And you win one series, and you're in the ALCS. If you're number 5, you got to win 3 series to get there. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, I don't care what anybody says. Like, a playoff atmosphere should and usually is very different from a home atmosphere. Like, people are more in the game. You're going to have people that, they're spending good money to be there. They should be invested, especially during the ALDS, the ALCS. The World Series, I will say, some people do get priced out, so you may not have as many of the typical everyday fans at a World Series game. But even getting there, also, too, to have the bye and not have to do a play-in game for the wild card, I'll take that any day. I'm not trying to sit there and have to play a wild card like we did in 2015. Absolutely not.
And the teams that are in the wild card, they have a 3-game series, and their number one pitcher isn't going to be ready for game one.
So you have
the pitching advantage by far. So it's way better to be the 2 seed.
Yeah, absolutely. But I will say, I think that as we've learned twice, as long as you're in the playoffs, anything can happen and wild card teams can win the World Series.
Yeah.
We look at the NL East kicking our asses 2 years and with a wild card team of all things. But at the end of the day, as long as you get hot at the right time, that's all that matters in the postseason. And granted, wild card teams, sometimes that extra play does help because it keeps you in the rhythm.
Yeah.
So I think that that's something to think of too. But at the same time, I still would rather, I'd rather have a home game. I'd rather have us in front of the home crowd, giving the guys all of the hype. And I think too, our fans still travel so well right now that no matter where they're at, we're going to have that support. And which I'm actually going to Kansas City this upcoming week. So I'm hyped to be on the road to watch the Astros. So excited. So it's crazy, but our fans travel well. We're going to show up at home. We're going to show up on the road. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I think not having to play in and play that extra series, it's always going to be an advantage, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think this
especially when you're used to playing in November every year.
Yeah.
Get a little rest.
Exactly. Yeah. Let them get a little nap in on a
get
Sunday.
A little nap, get healthy. Yeah.
Exactly. You get it. I get it. We all get it.
So next up for your Houston Astros, they are at home against Oakland for 3 games. Monday is at 7:10. Framber Valdez. See, that's the difference in the last series and this one. When I looked at it, I was like, we don't have our good pitchers in this series. So pretty amazing that we come out of it with the series win. But Oakland, we got Framber against Miller, who's 0-2 with a 3.09 ERA. Tuesday at 7:10, JV versus Sears, who's 4-11. With a 4.51 ERA. And then Wednesday, 6:10. And I think this is going to be the closest matchup. But you never know. The Oakland A's could beat us all 3 times.
I wasn't going to say anything. But honestly, for me, the Oakland A's, for some reason, they just have a knack for really kicking our ass at the most random times when we don't need it. So
yeah.
I'm hopeful that we can beat the A's. I think we can. Even the Rangers had a tough time with them this weekend.
They did. Yeah.
It was insane. So I think this is our moment where we have to make a big push. We have to widen that gap. The Seattle Mariners are going to be playing the Angels. So it's not like they're playing an incredibly crazy team. Texas is going to be playing Toronto. So
and that's good for us.
It's great for us. So it's
they're
like,
just going to beat up each other and get further behind.
That's what we're hoping. I think we just need, this is our moment to widen the gap. Let's take advantage of it. Let's make sure that we make the most of playing the A's this weekend.
So everyone listening, you're Angels fans this weekend. You're
I'm an
Angels
Angel
fan.
fan. I'm a Toronto fan.
Heck yeah.
I'm a fan of everybody but the Mariners and the Rangers. That's for sure.
So, like I said, Wednesday is 6:10. It's a little earlier, but it's Hunter Brown against Blackburn, who I think is one of their best pitchers. 4-4 with a 3.88 ERA. And like you said, Texas and Toronto, not at, but I just put who they're playing. Texas,
yeah.
Toronto, Seattle, and the Angels. So they've got some tough series. We should have a pretty easy series. We should, on paper, with JV and Framber going against the Oakland A's. I mean, at the worst, it could be 2-1, but I don't know. The Astros offense showed up. It's so weird to go back to that Yankees. The Yankees sweep. It was nuts. And then we've been good after that. So let's shake it off. Like, what's that?
Absolutely.
Who sings that? Shake it off.
Oh, man. Hey, you're going to be the next Jose Altuve. They're going to put you on the internet with Taylor Swift now.
Heck yeah.
Worst
all right,
things
so
you could be doing, you know?
So that's all the time we have, folks. But we do have 3 minutes and 8 seconds left if Stadium Steffi has a final thought.
Oh, man, what is my final? I have so many thoughts. That's the problem. Can 3 minutes handle all of that? No, I'm kidding. definitely excited. The Astros are starting to heat up, and I think they are heating up at the exact right moment that we needed them to do so. I mean, we've been so spoiled the past few years where we haven't had to deal with worrying about the division race this late into the season. And now we're getting the feel of every other baseball fan in the league. And I think we just got to be out there. We got to root for our guys. Excited to go out to Kansas City this week and get to watch them in person at Kauffman. And yeah, man, let's go Astros. Let's make sure we keep this thing rolling. And shoot, let's try and get a sweep of the A's if we can. I mean, again, they're always tough for some reason. They love to play the spoiler, but
yep.
Let's make sure we don't let that happen, and let's hope the boys get it done.
You know, my opinion on this year is probably different than a lot of people because everyone's used to being 16 games ahead of everybody at
yeah.
this point, and it makes the end of the season kind of boring.
Yeah, I think this whole situation is fun. And
it is. I wrote it's fun on my
day,
paper.
The way that I've said it to everybody, at the end of the day, as long as you get into the playoffs, you have a chance.
Yeah.
So as long as the Astros get there, we've got a chance to make some big things happen. So let's have faith in our boys. Let's hope for the best. And let's get this damn win, you know?
Yeah. Like, when's the last time we got the scoreboard watch? That's not something we're used to doing. And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's like, like last year, I didn't care who Texas and Seattle were playing. Now I do. There's more things
last
to care
year,
about.
We were really watching, I think, what was it, Seattle, just to make sure that they lost every game so we could win the division. But it wasn't like a really intense scoreboard watch the way it has been this year. So I think it's making it exciting. I think it's making it a fun race. The West is still chaos, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm here for it too. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for this episode of Astros Baseball. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.